Joining us now, though, is Margaret Simons. She's a journalist and author whose latest book, The Content Makers, looks at the future of Australian media and the challenge facing online media content providers. She writes about new media issues on the Crikey website and is a lecturer at Swinburne University of Technology, and she's on the line in Melbourne. Dr. Simons, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Rupert Murdoch's clearly making a direct challenge to online news providers like Google and Yahoo. How do you think they will respond?
Well, I wouldn't rule out that they might pay something for content. They have Google in particular has recently come to a settlement with authors in relation to Google Books. So it's not out of the question that they would pay, but whether or not they would pay anything that reflects the value of the content or the cost of producing it is another matter entirely.
They do have the funds to pay, though, don't they?
Oh, yes, certainly. I mean, Google's one of the most successful businesses in the world.
And so why wouldn't they pay?
Well, presumably because they think that they can get content of equivalent quality elsewhere for free, and they may be right about that.
I guess the question is, with Rupert Murdoch leading this challenge, would Google and Yahoo be concerned that other news content providers could easily follow suit?
Well, I think the key words here are leadership and risk. Rupert Murdoch is the only media proprietor in the world who could possibly try something like this, and that's because of his dominance of the news industry, something which, of course, has been a very mixed blessing. But it does mean that if anybody is going to lead in this direction, it has to be him, really. If he succeeds, then we'll look back on it as probably his last great act of industry leadership, because it will establish a sustainable model for high-quality journalism. But the likely, you know, it is an incredibly risky endeavour because though News Corp is dominant, there are many, many other sources of news, and it's quite likely that not all of the content of News Corp will actually be of high enough quality that people will be prepared to pay because they'll be able to get equivalent stuff elsewhere. So it really does place the emphasis on the quality of the content. I think Murdoch's probably partly right. I think high-quality, specialised content people will be prepared to pay. But I also think the sort of commoditised, bite-sized parts of international and national news will easily be provided by others on a free-to-air model supported by advertising.
So what do you think? Do you think Rupert Murdoch will win this fight?
I wouldn't be prepared to predict, but I suspect that he will be moving out of the business of mass media and increasingly into highly specialised, high-quality content if he wants this to succeed. So people may pay for a scoop that they can't read anywhere else. They're not going to pay just for hearing the latest stuff that they can get on any other news service, including on The Wires.
It was inevitable that something like this would happen, wasn't it? I mean, the model that's there at the moment is not sustainable, is it?
Well, not if we want the sort of journalism that we've had over most of the last 100 years, that's right. New business models are going to have to emerge, or the old ones are going to have to adapt. And I've always thought that paying for content was certainly one of the models that will succeed in the future. But I don't think people will pay for just any content. There's going to have to be something pretty special and something they can't get elsewhere. And that really lays down the challenge to journalists to actually live up to their own rhetoric, if you like.
Margaret Simons, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Margaret Simons. She's her latest book, she's a journalist. Her latest book is The Content Makers.